we would all like to think that we can have choices in life and that we can enjoy a completely free and independent life, don't we? The same goes for those in our community living with a disability. However, this often is a little more difficult for this section of our community, and we have a wide range of choices when it comes to accommodation. So today we're chatting with Marcus Pavlakis, Project Director from the PNP Group, who wants to change that with a new concept of specialist disability accommodation. Good morning, Marcus.
Good morning.
Now, Marcus, can you share and explain this new vision that you have for disability accommodation?
So the philosophy of the group is to not design disability, it's designed for us to do specialised design accommodation, to take the disability away, to not visually discriminate against people with disability. Mm-hmm. And in today's modern world, there's absolutely no excuse not to be able to design a fully functional, automated accommodation that's suitable for all people.
That sounds pretty ambitious and pretty wonderful, in fact, Marcus.
Thank you.
Now, I'm sort of really drawn to the idea of putting residents at the centre of the design process, and that's fairly important. What inspired you to make this different approach where people can get a real say in creating their living environment?
Well, I think it's a couple of parts. I mean, first and foremost, we're not living in it. So regardless, we are supporting in terms of building it and funding the build and putting it together, the bricks and mortar, we're actually not living in it. So it's not our space. So in that context of that, we give them full creative design input into the property, no different to buying or acquiring your own home. Mm-hmm. And with that, we support them, you know, for that long generation of living there. If they need any updates, they need any upspec, they can get that. If they want extra items in there, we can give them, you know, like you do with a home, give them free financial packages to upspec and get appliances, TVs, furnishings in the property. And the other part is not one property is the same. So one shoe doesn't fit all. And with that, we sit down and design it fit for purpose for them right now at this time. If it needs to alter and change in the future, we will do it at our expense, and we will support them through, you know, their life in that property.
Marcus, I think we need to talk a little bit more about PNP Group. Are you happy to stay with us? We'll just go to a short song break and we'll come back and chat some more.
Certainly.
I'm delighted to say that we still have Marcus Pavlakis with us, and we're talking about disability specialist accommodation. Now, Marcus, the Apollo Apartments incorporate small technologies and assisted features. Can you share with us these technology elements that support daily independence and residents with high needs, and what difference will that make in their quality for life?
So a couple of key things. Most people would know generally with these types of properties there's limited technology in them. There's just enough to meet the standard and get a tick of the box. All our properties are fully automated, all the technologies in them. So from doors to lifting systems for benches to all the back-to-base systems, in a way, the property has its own brain and it functions in that way. The reason for that is we've got 24-hour day, 7-day a week, back-to-base security monitoring. You just need to speak to the property like you do with Siri or anything like that, and you can get backup support for anything you need in there. If you fell out of a chair, you speak to the system and it will talk to you, and security or a person will come over and talk to you what you need. We can disarm doors. We can let people in if needed. They have security systems all around the building. But ultimately what our aim is when people live in a PNP branded property, our future is to build accommodation around Australia, if not the world, mm-hmm. where we can transfer your technology, your facial recognition, anything that you have in your unit. If we have a property designed and built by us as an Airbnb or collaborate with a hotel, we could boot your technology into that system overnight. You could go for a holiday to that property, and you could live in luxury knowing that you just need to look at the door and it will let you in. Everything in that property would be, you know, geared to you, and you could go on a holiday like you're living in your own home.
Marcus, this lease for life, tell us a little bit about this. And it's quite different from any other that we typically see in housing. How will this sustainability benefit people with high support need, or Yeah, high support needs. And what is the ripple effect, do you think, this could have on the families and the support networks?
Well, again, we come back to the original part is, you know, it's specialist design accommodation. You're designing it for you. So, you know, again, if you're designing it, you're staying in it. For us, you're there, we're supporting the participant. Again, we manage the property, we, you know, take care of everything in there. So we separate any of the providers from that. So it's real simple. You've got facility management, property manager, and then you've got your care. If they're not providing the care, you get a new carer. And there's not that fear of being removed from the property or evicted, which does happen. And for us, once you're there in your design property, you stay for life. I mean, you don't need to go anywhere. Because for us, you're living in a house. And with that, you get all those benefits. So if you want a dog, have a dog. You know, it's your property. We're not going to tell you you can't have a small pup. We're not going to tell you you can't paint the wall and we'll paint it for you if you need it. We're not going to tell you, you know, that you can't pick a tile a particular colour. It's your space. It's your property and that's what you get. And in terms of changing the market, yeah, it'll change it. It will, you know, certainly there's a tsunami coming and it's a P&P brand for the SDA space. And if it changes it for the right reasons, which it will, then that's the best thing we can do to people living with a disability is finally have a voice through us to say enough is enough. Mm-hmm. And this is the new standard in property design and property living for people with disability.
Marcus Pavlakis, Project Director, thanks very much for joining us and keeping our community connected. Head to the 101.5 website and listen to this again as a podcast. Marcus, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us and good luck with this venture.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for your listeners.
Whether you're an NDIS participant, a provider, or a member of the local community, why not go along to the open day at 40 Manly Street, Caboolture, tomorrow from 10:30 until 3:30 and on Saturday from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.